Welcome back to the Rural Route. Trent Luce, Kyle Bauer, our guest, Steve Hendy, Geneva, Illinois, president of SHARC. That stands for Showing Animals Respect and Kindness. You said something that I want to expand upon, Steve, because I do believe that you know the rules of the PRCA and rodeo more so than the contestants. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I believe it's true.
Are you asking me for a response to that?
Only if you have one.
Well, it's the thing is, really the people who are supposed to know the rules better than anybody are the judges. And the judges, of course, are watching as these animals are getting shocked. The judges are supposed to know that the first rule in the PRCA's humane area is not to be cruel to any animals, and yet then they'll watch while steers are busted, the most cruel event in the PRCA. In fact, the PRCA is the only major rodeo association that even has steer busting. You won't find it in the International Pro Rodeo Association or the PBR or high school rodeo or college. They just don't have it because it's and even the PRCA is so ashamed of steer busting that for the last 2 years, you know, they held their steer busting finals in Hobbs, New Mexico, hundreds and hundreds of miles away from Las Vegas, where everything else, where all the rest of the finals would go on. And, you know, here's one thing I want your listeners to understand. Back in about September, you know, we had made quite an impact over the season and even the season before. And there were other issues that I wanted SHARC to get to. And if I never went to another rodeo in my life, I'd be a happy person. Because it's not something I enjoy.
Do you know how many you've gone to?
No. I really don't.
Well, would it be fair to say you went to 50 a year? So 10 a year, 5 a year?
You know, there were times when we only went to a few, especially when we were just starting at rodeo. And now I suppose we go to, a few dozen performances a year, okay. I suppose, something like that.
Okay.
But I really don't count. But in any case, I said, you know what? Well, for one thing, Cheyenne banned the electric prod. This is a big step. And then there were a few others that followed very close behind them. And
I don't mean to take you off task, but when you say they banned that or ban it, that means if you're caught with one, it's a rule violation, or what does that mean to ban it?
They just said we're not going to tolerate it. And, of course, they've got committee people all over the place. They would see a prod if it was pulled out. And they said we're not going to tolerate it. And they didn't, to their credit. In 2008, all their performances, I never saw a prod. So they said they would do it, and they did do it. And then some other rodeos, a couple in Texas, one in Omaha, a couple in Colorado, they said they followed suit. And I said, you know what? Maybe the ship is starting to turn. And then they got the new commissioner, Carl Stressman, who I had heard was a good guy. And I said, it's time to back off these guys a little bit. If the ship is starting to turn, let's give them some room. Let's let them make changes and claim them as their own so that we're not making them feel like we made them do it. Let's just back off. If they got a clue, let's leave them alone.
Let me also say that in the past 6 months, I noticed very few news alerts from SHARC.
Right. There was a plan there. And then I put a couple of calls into Carl Stressman. And it was at the conclusion of this settlement where SHARC had sued the PRCA for falsely claiming copyright, some months back. And there had been a settlement where Carl Stressman and I each signed an agreement, you know, where they basically said they wouldn't do it anymore. And so I thought, well, if we could agree on this, if we could sign an agreement here, maybe we can start a dialogue. And if we can start a dialogue, lots of good things could come of it. And it was a lot of good things for the rodeo, because when Cheyenne banned the prod, they got a deluge of positive publicity. Their own local newspaper said it was the right thing to do, and other people came forward. And even the stock contractor said, doesn't change the show. We're still doing just fine here. So I thought, okay, if we open up a dialogue, what does the rodeo get out of that? Well, if we find problems now, we go to the rodeo instead of going to the media because we have an open dialogue. The problem is that Carl Stressman wouldn't take the call, wouldn't return the call. And I saw that the changes, you know, as far as people banning prods had stopped. They were now taking extra steps to keep us out of rodeos. Like, for instance, in Red Bluff and Redding, California, they tried a camera ban, a complete camera ban. They did it one in at a place down in Texas, too. And
no one could bring a camera?
It was in the newspaper. I could forward it over to you. It was pretty funny because then they had to rescind it because their own people, their own rodeo fans, went nuts. And they apparently lost one local sponsor. And, you know, people just, they reacted with the same kind of disgust that, frankly, we react with when they keep us out of rodeos with cameras because they're just plain afraid of what we're going to film. And so we tried backing off, and it, you know, it's like they took it as a sign of weakness that we didn't have the spirit or the fire in the gut anymore. And so, being faced with that, I said, okay, if that's how it's going to be, we're going to come back on them. We're going to come on them hard, harder than ever. And but I want rodeo people to understand that we tried to back off. We wanted to back off. We had other issues. We were already going to pigeon shoots in Pennsylvania. We had already started going back after the bullfights in Mexico and Spain, which is something that I feel very strongly about. And it didn't work, you know. Every time I try to get out, they just pull me back in.
Is it fair to ask you what the annual budget of Shark is? About?
You know, I truly don't know. I would guess that it's somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000. That's my guess.
$50,000 and $100,000 annual budget?
I think it's $50,000 or $100,000, somewhere in there. Just depends.
Okay, well, it's safe to say you're well under $1 million.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And there's only one person in the organization that gets paid anything, and it's not me. I mean, it's one person.
What do you do for a living? You have to earn a living.
Yeah, I'm the president partner of a manufacturing company.
Okay, so this is totally volunteer for you.
Yes, always has been.
And I don't mean to get too personal, but you live where?
Illinois.
Okay. And the reason I think it's interesting that your budget is so small is because we hear about a lot of animal rights groups that have huge budgets.
Well, that's definitely not us. We don't have offices. We work out of our homes, and so I have a big I got a big prize at the end of this. When rodeo starts turning around, if rodeo ever starts to really turn around, I get a life. Like I said, I don't like going to rodeos. I had to go to Cheyenne last year just when the berries were good for picking, and it's actually something I enjoy doing.
I will take you to task on that a little bit, because when you saw that rodeo was making some of the changes that you thought needed to be happened, you were seeking other issues to work on. I think it's in your blood. I don't think you want that life that you talk about.
Well, the thing is that there are a lot more rodeos than pigeon shoots, and bullfighting is something where you can pick and choose when and how you deal with it. The rodeos, unfortunately, if you want to deal with Cheyenne or you want to deal with Dodge City or you want to deal with whoever, you have to deal with it when they're running. So it's a tougher issue for us, and there's no question about that.
We've only got 40 seconds, so I don't want to ask anything that takes great detail, but are there a lot of pigeon shoots in this country?
Mainly in Pennsylvania. There are some kind of sprinkled in other places, but they're kind of, today especially, there's about as hard to find as in fact, you can find a dog fight easier than you find a pigeon shoot.
Really? And if I remember correctly, the impetus behind you getting involved at all in animal rights was a pigeon shoot in Pennsylvania.
That's true.
Steve Hendy, our guest, president of Shark, working at fixing some of what he thinks are problems in the rodeo world and with animal cruelty, period. We'll continue our conversation with Steve Hendy, Kyle Bauer, who is out and about near Garden City, Kansas, I believe. Probably not attending a rodeo this week. More Rural Route after this.
Folks, you have many opportunities to support many worthwhile causes. I want you to preferably consider one that has become close to my heart. The All-American Beef Battalion provides steak meals for our American troops to help show those brave people how much we appreciate their sacrifice and service. I personally have witnessed the quality of the steaks, the size of the steaks, and the gratitude of the troops. Would you please send a donation to that group so that they can continue their great work? Mail your donation to P.O. Box 458, Ashland, Kansas, 67831, or go to steaksfortroops.com. If you can only afford $20, so be it, but send all you can. These folks are giving up parts of their lives and putting their life on hold. Do all you can so that we can show our support. All-American Beef Battalion, P.O. Box 458, Ashland, Kansas, 67831, or Steaks for Troops. Let's all show our appreciation.